fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Monday, the 31st of August, and also Monday, the 7th of September. This is Farmers Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, and our proper tip of the day is to listen to this carefully. Inventory everything, your food, your medical supplies, your ammunition, everything you've got, your supplies, your tools. Make sure everything's clean, sharp, well lubricated, in good condition, and you remove all batteries from anything that has a battery in it. Don't store things with batteries in them. That could be a massive mistake. Farmers Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The Facebook page, for the time being, is Freedom Center USA. On Facebook, the telephone number, 417-718-2597. And Sam, we got a caller on hold here. We got Tom in Florida. Good morning, Tom.
Yes, good morning, John. Good morning, Sam. I want to talk about what's going on with Beetlejuice, Lightfoot in Chicago. I think Beetlejuice, I think she's actually perpetrating a lot of this insanity over there because, look, this weekend, 46 shot, 10 dead. We don't know how to cast, the other wounds are catastrophic and people's got to pay for these wounds. Taxpayers of Chicago are paying just like all the rest of these cities. And you're talking 8,000, probably 8,000 blacks killing each other this year alone. And they still vote Democrat. These blacks are still voting Democrat. They don't want to change. They've been like this for 70, 80 years, 90 years. Atlanta's been 100 years since they had a Republican mayor there. The whole thing is a cabal of evil. And, you know, John, then you got these New York and Jerseyans and all these Californians. They're all moving to these red states because they destroyed their states, and now they want to go. And then you got all these Ricans moving into Florida. It's just horrific what's going on here. And they've been brainwashed by these universities and these colleges and these elementary schools all the way up to college. They're brainwashed about Marxism is good, and it's terrible what's going on. And the only
they don't use the word Marxism in the brainwashing. They just call it progressive.
It radicalism, John. They're radicals, and that's the problem. These people are not liberal anymore. They're radicals, and they want to take the country down. And if Trump doesn't win, John, I believe all the cards are off the table. I believe it's all It's total anarchy. It's over.
Well, anarchy's coming if the president wins or not. Those are good comments.
It'd be better that he's got to control the military than bumbling Biden. He sold the white culture right down the river.
Some good comments, Tom. We thank you for your call. We'll get some response from some. Thank you, sir. You have any response to Tom's comments, Sam?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious that there's probably the largest mistake we ever made in this country was to allow the government to get involved with education. That's, as we look back, hindsight's 2020. History is going to show that it was a profound mistake to let government control education and to have public schools. That was a horrible mistake. They're now indoctrination camps. They no longer function as schools. And the second thing is, we are dealing with an insurgency. We're dealing with an elitist insurgency. It's being painted as a socialist revolution. It's not that. It's really all about population reduction and the elitist taking control from a one world government standpoint. And we need to call it what it is, and we need to stop it. And it's that simple.
Well, Sam, I can give everybody a heads up. As of over the weekend, we have an Italian medical doctor making a statement. It's on my website under the COVID updates, the first thing in my COVID updates, with English subtitles. He basically says, Sam, if you take the vaccination, it will kill you. And that's posted as from my friends, Yana and Steve Ben Noon. Steve is a former CIA field agent and his lovely wife from the Czech Republic. They located this interview, and we now have it posted on my website. What's going on in this country is a bona fide communist insurgency. The media portrays it as normal Americans who are upset over a man dying of a drug overdose that appeared to be a police brutality, Mr. George Floyd. We now know that he was, in fact, died of a drug overdose, fentanyl, that he did to himself. We now know that, don't we, sir?
Yep. Well, I mean, anyone who takes the vaccine is probably selecting themselves for extinction. You do not want these vaccines, people. The stuff that's in these vaccines, they're not publishing the contents of the vaccine. They're not telling the truth about any of this stuff. Don't take the vaccine. I can't say that any more clearly.
Or get tested.
Do not get tested.
Right.
There's some strong evidence out there in multiple locations around the country that are showing that some of the test kits are infecting people.
Well, I've been suspecting that. I've been looking for evidence. You and I have talked about this. To send in test kits to an independent laboratory that we know and we trust to find out if this supposedly sterile test kit actually has been infected. And you're starting to see evidence of that yourself, Sam? I have not myself. I've been looking for it.
Yes, my wife has talked to several people, her clients, that have explained to her what happened. One was a nursing home owner that refused to allow any testing in her facility, and she had no infections and no COVID-19. And then all of a sudden, she takes a few days off, and this government agency is tracking her movements, and when she's gone, they send the test people there and thumb down on the test people and tell them the government requires it and they have to let them in to test their people, and basically intimidates this woman into having them come into their facility, and they test everyone, and within a week, two-thirds of her people are infected.
Well, that's a good beginning point. We need more evidence, but it's certainly a good beginning point to look into it deeper. We got a caller on hold here, Sam. We got James in Pennsylvania. Good morning, James.
Hi, John. Thanks for taking my call. Sam, I was just curious if you got to see any of the video footage from the Kyle Rittenhouse situation in Kenosha where he had defended himself.
Yes.
I don't know whether he did everything tactically correct or not, but I was very impressed for being 17 the way he handled himself.
Well, you know, when policemen are attacked and they have to return fire, often innocent people get hit with stray bullets and that kind of thing. I think it's actually quite remarkable that a 17-year-old waited until he was aggressed. I think the guy hit him in the head with a skateboard, and then they were trying to kick him while he was down, and he finally returned fire. There's no way they're going to successfully prosecute this guy in an honest court. That was 100% straight up pure self-defense. He was trying to disengage from these people when they attacked him. And he had every right to use that rifle to defend himself. And it was kind of amazing once he started shooting and dropping these punks that the rest of them decided they didn't want to chase someone down and murder him. You know, they all decided to break contact and leave him alone. And I can't believe the police arrested him. That just shows you how corrupt the police can be when they're run and instructed by Democrats.
I agree. I am appalled at their prosecution. I was glad to see that he got the defense, the attorneys that are involved with it, that are involved with the case, that are involved. Just referencing what you were saying there, I don't remember if it was the second. It might have been the third guy. Yeah, it was the guy actually where he hit his bicep. Once that guy pretended like he was starting to back off, Kyle refrained. He was right there. You know, you could make an argument he could have shot him, but the guy started pretending to back off and then came at him, and Kyle waited till then to shoot him. I know I've said it before, but just for his age, I'm very impressed with his discipline and how he handled himself.
Well, it's a sign of a person with a good heart, because he wasn't there to injure anyone. He was there to protect, and he instinctively didn't fire unless he was attacked. And it's just a sign of a young man with his heart in the right place, raised by good parents, and with a really solid moral framework. And, you know, good for him. And, you know, I told my friends, if they tried to jail this kid, we might just put a group of armed men together and go up and get him out of jail. I'm so sick of this crooked crap. I can't even begin to tell you how this bothers me at a deep level. That kid should not be in jail. That was straight up self-defense. And these crooked people trying to prosecute that kid better understand there's armed Americans who understand the law and who understand God-given rights. And we're not going to tolerate a whole lot more of this. So push us at your own risk.
Totally agree. Totally agree. Thank you, Sam, for your comments.
Okay, James. Thank you for the call. Yeah, Kyle has one of the best attorneys in the country for this matter, and he'll be okay. It's going to change his life forever, obviously, but he's going to come out of this okay. I'm absolutely convinced of that, Sam.
Well, that's a wise comment you make, John, and that's something a lot of people don't understand. War should never be romanticized. Killing people, the human brain and the human psyche and the human body, God did not design us to shoot and kill other human beings. We are not made or constructed for that. So even when you defend your life, even when you're 100% righteous in defending your own life, there is a psychological cost for that. It affects you the rest of your life. And it's not a great thing. It should never be romanticized. But understand, you do have that God-given right to defend your life. And if you're attacked, you absolutely should be the one to defend yourself.
Absolutely. Our next caller is Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Sam. The story you were just talking about with the 17-year-old?
Yes.
The two words that keep coming to my mind about that are buddy system. Why was this kid alone? Okay? Especially for a 17-year-old, he may be very mature. He may have done everything correctly. But yet, I'm sorry, in situations like that, if you're going to have a 17-year-old involved, he should be an apprentice to a mentor who is with him. So I want to know why a 17-year-old kid was left alone in order for that situation to happen. If a 35-year-old had been with him, there's a good chance that it would have been very different.
Well, that's a great point. But see, that's why we beg people over and over and over again on this show and everywhere else to get training, to understand how to shoot, move, and communicate with a group. one, it's a great deterrent to being attacked, so no one has to shoot. And two, it's a much more sound security strategy to not move in a unit anything smaller than a squad. You know, right. And we're talking right. 4 to 8 men, right? And so understanding that, you learn these things in training. And this is a young guy who had very limited training, and he did the best he could by himself. Maybe because he was the only one courageous enough to go confront the thugs. I don't know.
Well, a similar thing with the McCloskey case. Like, now, with a 17-year-old, it's a little more clear that he was defending himself. With the McCloskeys, they were defending themselves. But I have to think that had Mrs. McCloskey had more training and behaved, you know, in a little better manner, like, you know, using the dummied gun and apparently, the way she spoke. And then if she had been able to conduct herself in a better trained manner, I think there's a good chance that would have turned out better as well.
You're exactly right. I mean, you're preaching to the choir, Glenn. We agree with you 100%, brother. There is no substitute for understanding how to de-escalate, understanding how to use cover, understanding proper tactics, and understanding how to move in pairs and quads and squad level. You know, and this is what we do at the Freedom Center, and we do it in a facility where you can't get this kind of training anywhere else in the country. And if you're willing to invest the time and money to drive out, and you're willing to listen to our instructors and go through several levels of classes, you will not be making these mistakes. And the outcomes will be significantly better for everyone involved in training to a certain level. And it's important. And now people are seeing it in the real world play out. And it's a difficult thing to understand, but once you start seeing these videos, it should weigh heavily on you that you may not be trained or as capable as you think you are if you haven't trained properly.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, while I think ultimately these people should all, you know, should be exonerated, you used another phrase, which is honest court. As long as we don't have biased, activist judges, you know, mishandling their power and their influence, then these people should all be exonerated.
Trump should pardon this kid. Trump should pardon this kid right now.
Well, he can't pardon him until he's been convicted. That's not possible, I don't believe.
But I don't know about that. I think he's got more executive power than people realize. But, hey, it looks like we've got Brandon.
We do.
Let's hear what Brandon has to say about this. Thank you, Glenn.
Hey, how you gentlemen doing?
Good, Brandon.
The great Brandoni is with us. How's it going, brother?
Hey, it's going good, sir. I got Monica here with me. We're in the car driving around.
You're not lost, are you?
Not lost yet.
Good. What's going on?
I just thought I'd call in to be able to, you know, yesterday's training, or actually I say last Thursday training. I tell you, everybody did such a great job. Hopefully some of those guys are listening. I mean, we let them know how we felt about them, but we really appreciate that, you know, people taking ownership of their want, their own personal security and their own self-preservation. And I tell you, every time we get people coming out, I just love how we're seeing people being active and concerned with being able to secure their themselves, their family, and their communities.
So, Brandon, have you ever seen... Hey, Brandon, can you roll up your windows?
Yeah, roll up the window.
Hey, Brandon... everything's rolled up. Let me pull over here for a second.
Okay. So I got to ask.
Maybe we're getting road noise.
Brandon, have you ever trained in an environment other than the Marine Corps where you had people from such different areas of the country all in the same class?
Absolutely not, man. So all my training on the West Coast, everybody's from that area. They're from, and they're the same environment. They're in the same. Town,
hold that
city.
Thought. Hold that thought, brother. We got a break. Yeah. Stay with
us. We'll be right back. Absolutely. Everybody, stay tuned.
Yeah. Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if
we shall
I
never
do not
surrender,
for a moment
word
believe,
solidify. We shall never surrender. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's where you'll find the finest synthetic lubricants money can buy. That would be Amsoil. This is Firearms Monday, visiting with Sam Anders, proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. We got one of our instructors with us, Brandon. And Brandon, we will have a room set aside for you at a world-class resort for October 18th, the week of the 18th, for training, unless you prefer to sleep under a poncho there in the woods at Freedom Center. Your choice, sir.
Looks like we lost Brandon.
Oh, we lost Brandon.
He's driving through the mountains in the Ozarks. Oh, good.
Brandon,
I am back.
A room at Martin Peterville or sleeping under a poncho in the woods at Freedom Center?
Just
sleeping under a poncho with the Freedom Center and just enjoying and thinking about the last 4 days.
Okay. Well, like I say, it's your choice. We'll change your mind. And I'm hearing myself every time I talk. Okay.
Yeah, John, I had that happen I'm getting an echo as well.
It's really distracting. Okay.
Are we okay now?
Yeah, I think it's something. I think it's something with Brandon's connection, I believe. I don't know. Randy, what,
should I hang up and call back again?
I think that might be the best idea.
Yep.
Make sure you,
I'll call
make
right
sure
back.
You hang up.
Make sure you hang up.
Okay. That happens sometimes. Live radio is always a hoot. Let's take another caller while Brandon's reconnecting. Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning. I see this as a rather complex problem. We have the globalists, although I'm not naming anybody. We have entities, at least, trying to play a game of chess against us, and it's very complicated even how to respond. I know the Israelites one time took 300 men who were well attentive, and they had a plan given by God to take these pots and smash them in the middle of the night, and it worked. So it seems to me the only way to take these people down is by an advanced plan, not our plan. As Dr. Deagle said, they want a shooting war. He said this years ago, because I haven't listened to him for like 3 years. But I remember a few things he said. And the other thing he did say was the only way to introduce the New World Order is with a global pandemic. So I think going out and looking for a fight, looking for a war, I don't know how that strategy is going to go. I realize that people are upset. I know other people who are similarly upset, other groups than you, Sam. And these groups don't fool around either. But, you know, we're hearing that the Antifa are getting all kinds of weapons pulled up. And the easiest way, I guess, John, for the Chinese and Russians to take us over, if that's their plan and that's their action, is for us to extend our bullets and supplies here first and weaken us there. I don't know. What are your folks' thoughts?
Okay,
oh,
Dave.
Oh, my gosh. Can I comment, John?
Well, absolutely. Let's go for it.
Bro, I just want you to know, sir, in New York, I got enough ammo for every one of these SOBs in Antifa and about 5 million more. And I know about 5,000 men that are sitting right where I am from an ammo supply standpoint. These clowns have absolutely no idea what they're doing. And you know what? If you're going to shoot our cops and ambush our cops on the streets, I'm not going to stand by and stand for that. I don't have to look for evil. It's been brought to my front door.
Well Sam, I think the evil is at the top, and that is the real problem. You start fighting down in the trenches.
Yes.
I mean, what happened in Beirut, yes. Lebanon? They had stockpile. Their stockpile's gone now. I mean, these things can be eliminated. Anybody can be eliminated if they want to. But I think there's like 90 ways they're coming against us. I mean, you're probably aware of many other ways, and John certainly is, that he's heard of. And I just don't see a simple solution here.
Go ahead and make the argument for not confronting evil. I want to hear it.
Exactly what I said was, you have evil in power in high places, and if you don't remove those, I mean, the country is full of people who have been turned to be evil, right? I mean, their mindset is evil. I'm not saying, Sam, I'm not saying you're wrong or right. I'm just saying we need to consider what the proper solution is and not look to our own understanding. I mean, God gave them a solution before. And I don't know what solution he's giving you, if he is, or if you're looking for that. So,
well, let me ask
I know
you
you're
question,
a man who
sir.
Reads the Bible.
When,
so,
let me ask you this question, sir. When Jesus saw the money changers infecting the temple, did he look to God for an answer, or did he make himself a scourge, turn their tables over,
and drive them out of the temple? He knew he was God. He didn't have to ask God, did he?
He's not God. Now, he's God's son. You're confused.
Well, Dave, thank you for your call. We got a bottom of the hour break. We got Brandon back on hold. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of coffin wood.
Website is thelibertyman.com. We have new things posted there. The statement by the Italian doctor saying, don't take the vaccine, it will kill you, posted under COVID-19, number one thing there. Also on our website, if you've got arthritis pain, I got something that'll help you. I do. No sleeping well? Same thing will help you. It's called the Energy Clean. I use mine every night. I wake up refreshed, sleeping like a small child every night with the energy I need to meet the demands of the day. You can also. You can. The Energy Cleaner will help you. If it doesn't, there's about a 1% or 2% chance it won't. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Check out the Energy Cleaner at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order right there for your Energy Cleaner and your mattress pad that I personally will pack up and ship priority mail, signature confirmation. All the details at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This is Finance Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. If you want to get in on the group purchase of thermal imaging, high quality mil spec thermal imaging scopes,
give them a call at 417-718-2597. Is Brandon back? Does anybody know?
I'm here.
Hey, okay. Brandon, I want your take on the shooting, the 17-year-old that was involved in a shooting. I want to hear your honest opinion about that. Give us a quick tactical analysis from a security Marine.
Well, you know what? I love the fact that this kid wasn't looking for a fight. He was running away from the mob that was chasing him. But then instantly, as he was being attacked, the guy was getting hit from all over, and he dropped, you know, he shot and defended himself from the people attacking him. And watching the kid as he was on the ground, just the way he was working, is the different videos we watched at different angles, the kid, you know, he really was, imagine 17 years old and being attacked like this by this mob, but also taking the stand that he was phenomenal. And he did such a really good job of getting away. But I tell you, man, there's part of it is also where's his buddies at? Where's his group? Where's his community people? So he isn't getting attacked by the mob by himself, because it could have gone actually worse. You know, we'd be talking about a 17-year-old kid being murdered by this mob that was attacking him. So there's some more to that, that he needed to be in a team and with his community, with, you know, so it was, he wasn't out there by himself like that running away. So that's the thing that I think probably needs to work on.
When his lawyer justly gets him exonerated, do you have a problem with offering him a scholarship to the Freedom Center for more training?
Absolutely not, man. That would be phenomenal. He, you know, to get him in the right mindset, but also I think to help him also deal with what he went through. Veterans have veterans to deal with that. And if he can be around other veterans and other people to talk and make sure he's in the right mindset, and as he develops as a grown man, and you know, the 17-year-old kid is already a grown man in my opinion. You know, watching him go into his community, defend it, and also watching him trying to clean up the mess from the night before, and just concerned about what's going on in his country. So I would love to have him out and working with him.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't realize when you're involved in an incident like that, you will be suffering from a significant level of acute stress. And if you don't deal with that and with a skilled therapist, you have a high probability of developing PTSD 6 to 12 months later. And so I hope his attorney, who's a really wise guy and an excellent attorney, is also wise enough to get him into therapy to deal with some of this acute stress right now.
I couldn't agree more, Sam. I could not agree more. Brandon, we're going to let you go at this time. We got other callers on hold, and we look forward to talking to you again, sir.
Absolutely. Take care, gentlemen. Hey, okay. Thanks a lot,
brother.
All right. Our next caller is Mark in Arkansas. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, John. Morning, Sam. How you guys doing today?
Good, good.
Hey, Mark. Good to hear from you.
Yes, sir. Good to hear from you, Sam. How did the class go? Have a good class this weekend?
Yeah, we had a great class this weekend. You know, we didn't have any superstars running 4-second El Presidentes this week, but we had everybody down in, you know, below 11 seconds and just really solid, consistent control with the weapon. It was really great to see.
Nice, nice. Well, John, the reason I called in this morning, me and my son went through Sam's class not this past weekend, but the weekend before. We did the 4 days, two with the pistol, two with AR, and just wanted to call in and let your listeners know how much of a great experience it was for us, how much training we got in those 4 days, and you know, Sam's talking about the El Presidente. I believe we came in there and both of us ran it the first time in about 10 or 11 seconds. And then I think both of us at the end of the training were down to right at 7 seconds. And so a lot of skills that were taught by Brandon and Sam that we feel like, you know, the common man needs to have in his toolbox. And I couldn't be more excited about what we've learned, and I've already had a little semi training this weekend with just the basics with some of my family and friends, and we're going to continue that and hopefully get back up there for the next level of advanced training.
Outstanding. Well, we appreciate the report, Mark. Very good. Very good.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, Sam. Look forward to seeing you again, brother.
Fantastic.
Okay. All right. Outstanding. Our next caller is Carl in Montana. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, the different conversations and things are made me think of a question that has been kind of boiling around in my mind a little bit, because I've never really ever had to deal with it. And when you hear about them arming Antifa, Sam, I was wondering, what if you're dealing with a guy that has a full automatic weapon and you don't, do you have any, I mean, I realize training would be obviously the best, but like, I just can't get there. I can't afford it. But the point would be, do you have any kind of advice for guys that, because just as an example, we have a guy in our, we live way out kind of in the woods, right? And there's a guy within probably about quarter mile, three quarters of a mile, half mile of us that has a full automatic weapon. And he's about half a bubble off plumb. And he loves to go out there and torch that thing off in the middle of the night. I mean, and you can hear it. I mean, it's not like he's shooting out your back door. But I'm curious if you had any kind of thoughts on how to deal with something like that.
Well, yeah. I mean, the way that I deal with guys with automatic weapons is I shoot them in the head from 2,000 yards away. But I'm just joking. Now, there are certain things that you can put in your kit, like smoke. So if you're in the sunlight, right, and the sun is behind your threat, you'll throw white smoke. If you're in the dark and the sun has set and there's just moon and starlight, you'll throw black smoke, right? And break contact from a guy like that. If you're in a hide and he doesn't know where you're at, you just shoot him. So, I mean, there's various ways to deal with threats like that, but a couple of tools are a good accurate rifle and some smoke in your kit of different colors, depending on whether you're in day or night.
Okay. All right.
I want you to remember the Karachi rule, right? If you can't dominate in 7 seconds or less, don't be there. And if you're dealing with a guy that has a fully automatic weapon and he knows how to use it, and you can't get a good shot on him like right now, then you're going to pop smoke and break contact, right?
Right. Yep. Got it. Okay, that's a good idea. I didn't think of that, and that's one of the reasons I ask you, because you don't know. I mean, a lot of these crazies, they're not going to know what they're doing. They're going to be like a bunch of the crazy Muslims that you see, you know, shooting automatic weapons into the air and all kinds of stupid stuff that we've watched on TV, you know, in the Middle East.
So well, let me tell you something. The most skilled guys in the world, Dev Group and the CAG operators, you know, guys you think of as like Delta Four, these guys don't shoot on full auto. They can pull the trigger 8, 9, 10 times a second semi-auto and really accurate fire. I don't worry much about the full auto guys, to be honest.
Okay.
They waste a lot of ammo and they don't have a lot of control.
All right. Or something that we used to say and when I was in Special Forces, when I came to deal with these guys, there's always more air than there is targets.
Roger that.
Yeah, that's good. You
but
know,
get some. Smoke is Kyle.
Well, there's another. Let's expand on this a little bit. I'd rather face 12 gangbangers with full automatic weapons than I would 3 Marines with 100-year-old bolt-action rifles any day of the week.
Yeah, and that speaks to accuracy, but let's be really clear, Kyle. Smoke is cheap. You should have it on your body. Should be in your kit.
That's a really good thought. I have not thought of that, to be honest with you. So, at one point though, like in the World War II, didn't the military come out with something along the lines that was saying like one man with a semi-automatic was worth 3 with a bolt, and then one guy with a full automatic was worth like 3 with a semi-automatic. I mean, my dad carried a BAR in Korea, and it's like, you know, and they told him, you know, that once you torch that off, your life expectancy was like 30 seconds. But, and you're talking about PTSD. My dad dealt with it all of his life. Yep. I guarantee you.
Yeah, I understand. So, you know, the bottom line, Kyle, like everything else, it all comes down to training. If you've got a really highly trained guy that's really skilled with a fully auto weapon, he can do a lot of damage in an urban environment. But if you're in a suburban or a rural environment and you've got an untrained guy with a semi-auto, he's the first guy we shoot in the head and move on.
Got it. All right. That's excellent. I figured you'd have good advice. And I appreciate you guys very much.
Thanks. Hey, give me a call on Wednesday. We'll get you some smoke grenades that really work, and you'll have that on your kit. And you'll be able to break contact in a hairy situation and hopefully not get hit.
I'll call you on Wednesday.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Oh, and right. John, I was going to tell you a couple of things. Are you there still?
I'm here. Go ahead. Yep.
Okay. All right. I cannot seem to access your website from a phone. I have tried tried.
We thought we had that fixed. I'll talk to my webmaster and we'll revisit that. Yeah.
Now, Kyle, do you have an iPhone or do you have an Android?
Android.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, we'll work on that and try to get that squared away. Kyle, thank you for the heads up.
Just letting you know, John. Thanks.
Yep. More and more of the modern age, people access the internet routinely on their telephones, don't they, Sam?
Yeah, and you know, if you're in Kyle's situation and you can't drive a long distance, if you put together a group, we can travel to you and train you guys. But I want to say one thing about the caller from New York. Look, you've got to not believe the lie of these anesthetized Trinitarians and understand that you have a personal responsibility to protect yourself and a personal responsibility to confront evil. And if that's not crystal clear with you, I would highly recommend you get Dietrich Bonhoeffer's book, Ethics, and read that book and understand that you have a moral responsibility as a Christian to confront evil. And right. Don't believe these anesthetized Trinitarian lies like, oh, we shouldn't stand up to these people. No, we should be standing up to these people.
What I got from Dave is his anguish over not being able to access to do something with the people at the top in charge. Well, we can't do that. What we can deal with is what's in our neighborhood and what's
in front
of us.
That speaks to the Powell Doctrine, and that's going to happen right before we have the Nuremberg trials and we hang all these criminals. But, you know, you want to go to the center of gravity of the enemy, and I think that was the strongest point that Dave made. That speaks to the Powell Doctrine. If you don't understand what the Powell Doctrine is, read about it on the net. It's a great thing to understand, and I think he's correct in that respect. But I'm not into this pacifism. We're past that
point. Right. You know, I recognize what needs to be done, but I'm not going to stop doing what needs to be done. Also, we got a couple of callers here. First, we have Pat in Texas. Morning, Pat.
Hi, John. I just wanted to say that I've had trouble with people before who say, well, if you live by the sword, you're going to die by the sword. And of course, the sword's a gun now, I guess. But Jesus told him to go get a sword. Remember in Luke 22:36? Sell your cloak and buy a sword and take, well, anyway, and they said, we have 2, is that enough? And he said, yeah, but actually, I don't know if that had anything to do with the fact that the Peter cut off the soldier's ear who came to arrest Jesus. He said, no, you know not what power you have, and he put his ear back on. I guess he meant, I don't know what he meant. He might have been, you were acting out of the spirit, you were asleep. But, and I say that you're right about what you're talking about. But also, too, you know, we have the sword of the spirit, and the word is like a sword. So we could actually use, I just tell my kids, don't curse them, just use the Bible on them. And there's plenty of, and they're about, you know, what y'all are talking about. I know Jesus said don't call your brother a fool, but there's one place that they call them all fools all the time. Well, everybody's not your brother.
Pastor, great comments. We appreciate it. Thank you for your call. We appreciate
it. Thank you, Pat. We're on a break.
We have our last break. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say, it is to wage war by sea, land, and air, with all our might, with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime.
And here we are again, facing the same enemy, the communists. Our last caller here is Dean in California. Good morning, Dean.
Oh, good morning. Good morning, John. Good morning, Sam. Sam, I just wanted to give you a follow-up. I called last week about I have a 6.5 Grendel with a Aimpoint M4S 2MOA dot. And last week you said zero it at 60 to 65 yards. And I did that. I zeroed at 65 yards. And I have a AR-500 steel target at 340 yards. So after I did that, I went over there, and I was able to hit the target every time. But one thing I found that was incredible about that 6.5 Grendel is when I shoot my 308 at this target, there's a hesitation before you hear the gong of the AR-500 steel, yes. Not the 6.5 Grendel. It's bang, and you just see it swinging. So when I look at the 6.5 Grendel round, I kind of laugh because it looks like a joke. But it's no joke. That thing is fast, and it is screaming. And I appreciate the heads up on the distance that I needed to zero my dot. So thank you.
All right.
Excellent.
All right.
Yeah, you guys Sam, have a great
comments.
Day.
Thank you, Dean. Appreciate the call. Final comments, sir. We've got about 60 seconds, maybe less.
Well, Dean purchased a custom 6.5 Grendel from the Freedom Center, and he's now realizing the benefits of having a really good equipment and a really good ammo and good trajectory. And I'm glad that he's following our advice. It makes you so effective from 400 yards and in to be set up properly and zeroed at the right distance, and that's a great thing. I want everybody out there, though, I want to implore you, if you've been lied to by a minister who's preached denominational norms to you, please go read 1 Timothy 2:5 and understand what it says. Please understand who God is and who God's son is, and don't be led astray by this passive Jesus myth. That's not the Jesus I know. That's not the Jesus that was on earth. Go ahead and get in the gospel and read about Jesus. Read about where he confronted evil at every opportunity. Read about where he made his own weapon. Read in Luke chapter 22 where he told his disciples to carry a sword. You know, it's a terrible thing when you have a false belief system and you have these people attacking your community and your country wanting to take everything from you, and you're anesthetized with this passive BS. Don't buy off on these false belief systems. Understand you have a right and a God-given obligation to arm yourself, to defend your God-given rights, to stand up for what's right. John, let freedom ring. Have a great week.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it. That's it for today. Get your medical supplies, your energy, plenty of essential oils. Now, while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give your gun. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. God bless America.
To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.